Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, a community-owned and operated hospital, here for you when you need us. From emergency care to routine checkups and screenings, caregivers are here and ready to provide the safe, high-quality care you need close to home. Online at sanjuanregional.com with the latest health information and resources to help you live life better here. It's 8:11. It is Wednesday morning, January 26, 2022. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE over the radio, of course, at 90.9 FM, online at ksje.com. And, of course, we welcome our visual radio audiences as well this morning. The video is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE YouTube page, our Facebook page, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, however you make it to KSJE today, because coming up in the next few moments, we have a great program. My guest, Dr. Eugene Schmidt, Superintendent of Schools with the Farmington School District. He is sharing some big news with us this morning, and so we'll be talking with him about that and much more of what's ahead for the Farmington School District. That begins in the next few moments right here on KSJE. And then later on this hour, Ron Price will be joining me with another lesson about life in the sandbox this morning, a win-win conflict resolution scenario. And Ron will tell us more about that at 8:50 a.m. right here on KSJE and, of course, on our social media platforms as well, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Next hour, Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts on the radio. Mick is playing music from Anton Bruckner, featuring the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra. You'll hear that today at 9:06 on KSJE, followed at 10:30 by our local and regional author program. Tracy Hales-Vass this week is speaking with author Ana Castillo about her latest book, My Book of the Dead, New Poems. That's coming up today, 10:30 on KSJE. And don't forget, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page. And if you're a podcast person, you can also subscribe for free to KSJE's podcasts on all the popular podcast platforms, places like Spotify and iHeartRadio and iTunes and Pandora. Subscribe and take us with you and check out some of our other programming that you may have missed by subscribing to KSJE podcasts. Outside our studios this morning, it is a mostly cloudy morning here in the Farmington area, and we are getting reports of snow flurries and snow in the surrounding areas. We wanted to share with you a picture taken just before 8 o'clock of Highway 550 at the Continental Divide, so again between Bloomfield and Cuba, and there's reports of maybe some icy spots on the road, and drivers are taking care. You can kind of see the conditions there, some snowfall on the surrounding area there. And road conditions, of course, we always have the links on our website, ksje.com. But if you are traveling, you may encounter some deteriorating road conditions just outside of the immediate Farmington area today. So we do advise you to check out where you're headed, whether it's New Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, Utah, and even Texas. We have all the links to those road condition websites from our website, ksje.com. So we encourage you to check that out. But do be careful if you're heading out on the roads today. Our weather forecast, as a matter of fact, we are expecting maybe a chance of snow showers off and on throughout the day and early afternoon before things clear out. We still see maybe some mostly sunny skies by the end of the day today before the sun sets. Today's high 44 in Farmington, 15 and clear overnight tonight, then mostly sunny skies for tomorrow and Friday with a high of 44 degrees each day, overnight lows in the teens. Sunshine, 49 on Saturday, 50 with partly sunny skies on Sunday, and maybe some 52-degree weather and sunshine on Monday. And, of course, we always tell you that visual radio can take you places. Let's head over to Telluride this morning, where there are some flurries in the air. This is Telluride, Colorado, where the current temperature is 14 degrees, as you can see. A few flurries in the air in Telluride, but there is certainly snow on the ground, and the plows are out and plowing the streets, but definitely some mountain snows in the Telluride area this morning. So that is what you can expect in that part of the world today. Joining me this morning for our monthly conversation, the superintendent of schools with the Farmington Municipal School District, Dr. Eugene Schmidt, is joining us remotely this morning from his office in Farmington. Dr. Schmidt, good morning.
Good morning, Scott, and it is always a pleasure to join you on Wednesday mornings.
It is for me as well. However, I have a bone to pick with you, Dr. Schmidt, because I think our visits are going to be somewhat limited, and it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yes, and I would say, Scott, that I really wanted to share this with you and let you be the announcer to the community back even in December, but I just kept thinking as I sat in your studio, I don't want to be the Christmas story that I'll wait till after Christmas, but I apologize for not giving you the opportunity to be the ice cream scoop guy,
but that's okay.
We will share today that yes, I have shared with the community that I will be retiring, leaving the district in June of this year, and just am hoping that we can spend the next 5 months every time we have a radio show celebrating stories and all the hopes for the future that I have, not only for the district, but for myself and Wendy as well.
Well, we can certainly do that, and my reasons for having a bone to pick with you are purely selfish, because I really enjoy our conversations, but I know it's a well-deserved retirement for you and for your beautiful wife, Wendy, and so I just want to say publicly I wish you both nothing but the best, and it is well-deserved, but I will certainly cherish our final months having these conversations together, Dr. Schmidt.
So I will offer you a challenge match, and just because the community knows that it's our intent to move back to our native state of Washington, that we couldn't find a way maybe to do one of those Monday morning drop-ins, because while I'm leaving the Farmington education scene, I'm not leaving the education scene.
And so, good to know.
And so I will be bantering about here and there. So, it would be fun to do one of those retro shows.
Well, we may catch up with you, see, and do a Where Are They Now kind of a segment.
Yeah.
So that may be true. I will not lose your number, I'll tell you that. All right? Fair enough?
Yeah. Where's Waldo in Washington?
That's right. Where's Gene? We'll give you a striped shirt and everything. I like it. Well, let's talk a little bit about these topics that we have this morning, because you have been superintendent for 7 years here at the Farmington Municipal Schools. Boy, time flies, it seems to me.
I have to agree with you, and I think that the many times that we've sat in your studio celebrating teachers, kids, accomplishments of the district, the hopes for the future that we have, it's just been a lot of fun. And so as we kind of meander through today's moments in time, I would like to maybe share a few highlights, and
you
certainly
bet.
There's a superintendent search process coming up that I would want to assure the community is in safe hands, that, a lot of work for the board yet to do, and certainly my role in even in 6 months, there's much to do, including, just kind of sharing with our community what's going on with the legislature. And then finally, is for work yet to do, even before I'm, leaving in the end of June. We have a real interest in what's going on in career and technical education and the opportunities for that. So let's celebrate kids and tell some stories. And as you just has said, let's get into how quickly time flies. And
right. Very true. And time does fly. And so a couple of the things that are on the screen right now that I do want to highlight, of course, is this whole, well, I don't think anyone, even you, Dr. Schmidt, with your long career in education, has ever had to lead during a pandemic. This is new to everybody.
Yes, and I've thought a lot about that. You know, I'm as old as time itself, I feel sometimes. My catchphrase is old enough to retire, but young enough to do something else. And so as I think back about the pandemic, you know, there was a time in my career when who thought a volcano would explode and disrupt a school year? Who would have thought that a mountain can slide across the state highway and block a district into two different kinds of things? You know, who would think that forest fires would cause the evacuations of towns so that you can't do your school process? So there's just been a lot of curious challenges. And when I write the book, Scott, the pandemic will probably be the first chapter.
Right.
In trying to sort through, so how do you do that? And all of us remember, you know, where we were on March 13th of 2020, the governor calls, we're in the middle of a school board meeting. School's over, you're going, you're shifting to remote.
Right.
By next Monday, by the way. And so it is with great pride for our community, the leadership, students, the adaptability of parents to, you know, literally over a weekend become first teachers for us. The whole pandemic has been an exercise in, you know, certainly crisis management, but an exercise in patience by everybody as well. And we will get through this. You know, I got a community through landslides. I got a community through forest fires. I, you know, helped with when the volcano blows. So these things do have ends, and that will be someday. But it has been, you know, a real kindness for our community to give me the opportunity to lead them these several years during this pandemic, and it's just going to be a fun chapter to write.
Right. Well, that's good, but we're not out of it yet, as you mentioned. And the other examples that you mentioned, I just want to make sure the audience understands that you had to deal with those erupting volcanoes and mudslides and mountain slides and other things in your other duties in other areas as a leader in the school districts there, correct?
That is correct. Yes, I've had the opportunity to be, this is my fourth superintendency, two different states, and you know, every chapter of that book will have kind of what volcanoes, what forest fires, what pandemics.
Right.
You know, I thought you're just supposed to be an educational leader.
More to it than that. At least for you, Dr. Schmidt. So
yes.
there is that. And so that's just a couple of the things that we are talking about this morning with Dr. Eugene Schmidt, of course, the superintendent of schools with the Farmington School District. You mentioned the search committee with the school board will now start the process to fill those gigantic shoes that you are leaving to fill, Dr. Schmidt. And so that process is already underway, I suppose.
Yes. Yes, and I would want the community to feel good about the process. I'll briefly describe it because we have a search committee from the New Mexico State School Board Association. People that we know, Dr. Hugh Prather was the lead of the consulting group that the board chose just 7 years ago when I was invited in. So Dr. Prather will continue to be involved in. A name that is highly respected and well-remembered is Tom Sullivan. Tom Sullivan was one of my predecessors whose shoulders I stand upon, but as a superintendent of the district before Janelle Ryan, Tom Sullivan, who knows our community well, is also as a lead in that process. So it is probably going to be a 2 or 3 month process. The board now, again, we met yesterday in a special meeting to finalize the process that includes the creation of what I would call four committees. The board is a committee of their own, but there will be a committee comprised of community members. We will identify members from the current administration. So we're talking principals, department leaders, cabinet members. That will be a committee. And we'll be forming a committee of teachers or staff that will be the fourth. And so, you know, all of this will be announced in greater detail through the search committee. And I will say that our new board president, Stephanie Thompson, and outgoing president, Kyle Rhodes, are in the steering committee that will be working closely with the search consultants to present more information about what the actual process looks like. But we are interested in, you know, the thoughts of the community and certainly staff, and just it's another reason to be excited for the rest of the year, this early between now and when the new superintendent is introduced. It's going to be a fun process, and one that so I would say that Tom and Janelle Ryan and I, we've always enjoyed very much.
Very, very good. Well, if I can only add one thing, I would like maybe to include in the new contract for the new superintendent the monthly appearances with me on KSJE. Do you think they can add that into the contract?
Yeah, I will personally write that one in myself.
Okay, fair enough. I appreciate that. Some of the other things that we should mention, certainly your work on strategic planning for the district, the Cognia accreditation that you and I have talked about on this program multiple times, getting national accreditation and national certification for Farmington schools, and some of the things that you're doing in Farmington schools. Let's share that a little bit too.
Yes, and so I appreciate that, because you know, the highlight certainly is in these 7 years, the district's commitment to a strategic plan. I know that people say, you know, make a plan and then work your plan. And so I'm very proud of the district in its alignment from board all the way down to, you know, staff, support staff in the building. But there's a shared commitment as you walk the hall and you say, so what's our purpose? And our purpose is we're rising to excellence in every pursuit. And it's just a marvel how we as a district have focused on the work. And that work is that we are committed to high reliable schools, that doesn't matter what part of town you live in, work in, send your children to school, you're getting a high quality education, which is why I wanted to highlight, you know, there was a time, you know, when all of our schools weren't known necessarily as highly reliable. So I celebrate the fact that just not very many years ago, the public education department and what they call the straight A tour came to Farmington, and 14 of our 19 schools for that particular year had an A or B grade, which was, I would say, the beacon of hope for all school and school districts in the state, that you can raise student achievement through targeted professional development by hiring and recruiting great staff and school leaders. And it's just fun to have been a part of that story as this district, again, I'm such an admirer of Tom Sullivan and Dr. Ryan that I could have done a little bit more to build on the work that they have. And you know, my commitment to the board is that people are ready for the next step in leadership and will continue to stay on course to have that great school district for which Farmington is known. And what's exciting, Scott,
oh, Dr. Schmidt, we may have lost you there for a moment because you have frozen on the screen. So let's see if maybe we can reconnect with Dr. Eugene Schmidt, the superintendent of schools with the Farmington School District. We just lost his connection there, which happens from time to time. But now he's back, it looks like. We lost you there for a minute, Dr. Schmidt.
I probably waved my arms too much and somehow generated with the electricity.
I don't know. Or everyone watching us on the internet, we just crashed the internet. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But okay. Sorry for the interruption. You were on a roll.
Yeah, but what I was sharing is that what I appreciate and value of the district is its belief in the whole child. You know, artistry, athletics, academics. You know, we try to encourage kids to find passions and then use that passion as their hook to continue their academic travel through school. But it's really a community that understands and appreciates that we want to build foundations in all kinds of ways for kids. So I've always celebrated that. And I think that we see that through, if you can, you know, put back some of the national things that we've received on your monitor.
There it is.
that you know, we've done things that haven't been done before. National accreditation for all of our schools. We have national accreditation certification that our schools are safe places to send your kids. And I would say that, you know, through the power of our great partner San Juan College and our neighboring districts, we've been allowed to be creative, and creative as visualized through the opening of San Juan College High School. It really welcomes kids from all across the four corners. I've always appreciated Principal Don Levitt, one degree better, because you leave with a diploma and an AA degree. So, you know, we live in a conservative community that has progressive ideas about education. So I've always celebrated that. You know, there are only maybe 20 early college high schools in the entire state, and Four Corners has one of those. And so those things wouldn't be possible without a strong belief system from San Juan College, as well as our neighbors, Aztec Central and Bloomfield. So you know, this is my chance to say thanks for daring to be different and maybe breaking rules and traditions and how things can be done. And certainly, Scott, we're excited. Our Farmington community loves our schools. We talked about the 11,200 kids that are enrolled, but we can also talk about bonds and levies that passed at 85%. You know, what, you'll find me a community where the public taxpayer will contribute that level of support with their pocketbook as well as their vote. And I'm proud to say that I was at the ribbon cutting for Northeast Elementary, Hermosa Middle School, Farmington High School, and that story isn't over. You know, over the next, you know, 6 months and a year, there's going to be some exciting announcements about more school improvements and maybe new school builds to replace some of the old ones that you and I will have a chance to talk about before we get my farewell wave to the community in June. And then if I can share a little bit, again, daring to be different, I'm proud of the fact that Farmington understands the importance of building systems or structures. And if we adhere to those through our strategic plan, good things happen. Teachers are retained, salaries go up, the people's personal skill sets as teachers and principals pursuing excellence. When we own that, when we align our work, really wonderful things happen. So I want to say well done to all of our teachers and principals, support staff, for their commitment to the structures that we have built, those academic systems, those athletic and artistic that lead to great student success.
Very good points, Dr. Schmidt, and I think, again, it just seems like the last 7 years have flown by, and when we see all these things on a list like that of all some of the accomplishments and things along that line. And I would say every step of the way, I think you've been very transparent and forthcoming to speak with me about all these things throughout all these times, and the good, the bad, and the other. So I really appreciate that as well. Let's talk a little bit about the school board, of course, that you work with, right? And so that's also yes. Part of their job is to hire the superintendent. That's probably one of the major jobs of a school board, is to really kind of set policy and hire a superintendent.
Yes, and so first I would remind our community that, you know, these are citizen volunteers. These are people who are not paid for the countless hours that they invest in the success of our school system. So I would hope that anytime a community member, student, staff see these people, that just say thanks, because, you know, it oftentimes feel like it's a thankless job, but these people, they give their hearts and souls to a commitment of excellence that has done so much to shape the future of our district. So thank a board member. Probably we should have a thank a board member show someday.
Right.
But in that process, go ahead, Scott.
I was just going to say, you've invited a few to come on the show with you over the years, so I appreciate that when we get a chance to actually hear from the members of this Farmington School Board and hear what they have to say about their thoughts about the way and the direction the district is going. So I appreciate you bringing them along once in a while.
Yes. So in our conversations about the board, we welcome our new incoming board member, Andra Stradling. She sat in on her first meeting in January, was sworn in. So Judge Paul Briones, we thank you for helping us. And certainly Keith Corley was reelected. So with every board change, there's new energy, new ideas. And we welcome those new conversations. So, you know, on behalf of our students and staff, I want to extend an invitation and a congratulations to Board Member Stradling and a thanks for Board Member Corley saying, you know what, I liked it so much, I want to do it for 4 more years.
Right. Very true. Very true.
But as part of that, Scott, we go through a whole reorganization of the board, and we have new officers, and I would say that we welcome Board Member Stephanie Thompson as the new board president. Kyle, who has served with me these past 8 years as board president, will be taking the role of deputy secretary. We have Keith Corley, who was previously secretary, is now the vice president, and Joan Ballet will be moving up into the role of secretary. So a whole shift in the chairs on the boat. And, you know, we welcome, again, new leadership, new ideas, and new styles of running meetings. And so it should be fun. And I would welcome our community to attend. You can do it virtually or in person as we move forward with the board meetings. And as you've shared before, we're going through a superintendent search committee. So be interested in the progress, and we will try and be, I appreciate your use of the word transparent in what's going on as we move forward. But to help the community appreciate, it's just not a matter of going to a board meeting once or twice a month. There's countless kinds of things that go on for board members as subcommittees. And there are budget committees, the superintendent search committee, there's a district communications committee. You know, even as we, you know, this little PowerPoint that you're sharing on the side, we have media teams and specialists who help us put these packaging and stories together. So the whole new website has been rolled out in late December that would want the community to look at us from these new eyes, this new lens of social media. We have a strategic planning committee that I'm sure once the new superintendent is chosen, that group will reconvene to think about what do we do for the next 3 to 5 and years down the road. And finally, there's also something called an equity council. This is actually the superintendent's district equity. And I want to make sure that people don't put their own definition of equity. We've heard talk about, you know, critical race theory and no equity, that must be where that's hidden. Well, we don't do critical race theory. Our equity council is a group of 15 that consists of students, staff, and community, and certainly leadership from the central office. But these people's, their role is to make sure that there is a high reliability that every school, every classroom, every opportunity is accessible to all kids. We love the use of the word fairness. All kids should have a fair and equal opportunity to be introduced and access to the best curriculum, knowledge, teachers, and opportunities. And so when we talk about equity, it's with the lens of there is a fairness of opportunity across the district. And you know, just celebrate the board, their unselfishness of time. You know, these are people that work for a living that somehow find time to do other kinds of things. And so we have a great board. I know that the state knows that. We've been twice in the last 6 years been named Board of the Year for New Mexico. So that only happens if you have a special group. And so I thank them all.
Very true. Very true. Well, Dr. Schmidt, we just have a few minutes remaining. I don't want to run out of time before we talk about maybe what's new for the district and maybe what you're watching happening in Santa Fe with the start of the 30-day legislative session. There is some, hopefully, maybe good news for your staff and your teachers in way of salary and things along that line. So let's touch on that for just a moment.
And I'll be really quick because I have two other points, but certainly I would want the staff and community to know that the board and I will be representing our community in Santa Fe, and things that we are curious about is treating all staff as professionals and giving people living, workable wages, because I know that many of my staff have two or three jobs as I see them in the town over the course of the days and weeks. But we will be looking at promoting and encouraging the legislature to support staff raises and raises for all staff. One that we'll be looking at with curiosity will be the state's interest in extending the school year. And so we'll be trying to understand what that means. And certainly one of the things that Farmington always welcomes is local control. And so that will be one of our messages, is local control. We'll also be talking about how might we accelerate people to come back into the workforce. You know, teachers retire. What if we could get teachers on back into the system more quickly, not have to sit out a year to come back to work? So that will be among the focuses. And then if I can have you jump into career and technical education, that is something that is near and dear to me as well.
Yes.
In the slide that you have. Opportunities for our students, even as they are in school, looking to the future. We are partnered with San Juan College, our Four Corners School District neighbors, the Regional Education Cooperative, to try and figure out how can we create more information technology career pathways. And so you're going to hear more and more a person named Dr. Eddie Rawlinson, who I think is an impressive hire at the college, who has a vision for increasing and expanding job opportunity pathways for our high school kids through dual credit opportunities. And so that would not be possible without San Juan College. And in this particular case, we're going to see a number of students through San Juan College, but that will be an opportunity for PV, Farmington, Rosanante, and kids all across the county. But San Juan College, again, is a great partner. And be watching for more information about informational technology. And then finally, a new opportunity that we are in conversation with right now with a group called Connect, that is an educational consulting firm that we are reaching out to the Gates Foundation for planning grant money to perhaps re-envision what career and technical education might look like for STEM careers, especially in transition energy. So my first group would be my auto shop kids and our welding kids. We're in the market for a second auto shop teacher and a second welding teacher to give kids more opportunities because the demand is so great. But we're hoping to do the same thing through a planning grant through, again, the Gates Foundation reaching through San Juan College. How can we create more STEM career pathways in what I will call the new energy transition? For the community to translate that to mean, do we have, might we become that new center of hydrogen or carbon capture? Might we become that new center for water filtration systems? The federal government is going to be releasing some significant new transition energy money. I know that PESCO is a great partner, San Juan College. So what could we do, Four Corners Economic Development Council? There's going to be a lot of voices in the future of the Four Corners as we look at what might oil and gas and other transition energies be like in the future. So get ready. It's going to be an exciting time. I envy the new superintendent being a part of that process, and we'll love to read that story when it is written.
Right, very true. And I know regular viewers and listeners of this program, Dr. Schmidt, will know we've been talking a lot about blue hydrogen and green hydrogen and some of the initiatives coming from both the federal level, and I believe the state is also really pushing this as well as a kind of transition for a new type of economy and helping maybe retain or develop more jobs in this part of the state, we hope. And so it sounds like the school district is going right along as well to be able to help provide some of the education and training for some of these potential future workers, which sounds like it would be a win-win for a lot of folks, right?
Yeah, we're excited about the governor. We have her attention. Certainly our own local legislators from Senators Neville and Scherer through Representatives Montoya and Lane. Everybody has an interest in bringing new jobs to the Four Corners, and I think recognize that we have a chance to be a world leader in what transition energy might look like. So it's just going to be a fast, furious, and fun time as we look to the future of education in Farmington and what that might look like through career and technical education STEM opportunities.
Very true. Well, Dr. Schmidt, as always happens to us, we are out of time. We've had a great conversation. Again, the big headline from today has to be your announcement of your retirement at the end of the school year, but the work will continue to search for someone that can fill your shoes and continue to lead the Farmington School District. But in the meantime, you and I look forward to some great conversations between now and May.
I thank you for that as well. And again, I'm thinking I don't want to make my calendar five more Scott Micklin, conversations, but those will be highlights.
Good. Well, I know your calendar will be full, so if you can wedge me in at some point, I will always appreciate it. So thank you, as always, for spending some time with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again in about a month. I'm sure I'll see you in between, though. Thanks, Dr. Schmidt.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Eugene Schmidt, the superintendent of schools with the Farmington School District, of course, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
All right, again, for week tip number two from the Student Achievement Center is time management. We really encourage our students to develop a time management. This can include creating a study plan at the beginning of the semester based on your course syllabus. Ideally, you should study a little bit every day throughout the week. Even just 20 minutes can make a huge difference, so you don't wind up cramming and stressing out right before the big exam. Also, don't forget to look at the big picture. Review your syllabus each class and set the due dates on the calendar for exams, tests, and big assignments. This assures that you have plenty of time for study, for your tests, or complete those larger assignments that are due.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. Dancing with the Farmington Stars, Wednesday, February 19th at 7 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.